welcome back to the channel, good friends. Brian from Apex Auction Recons. We've cleaned the seats. We've cleaned the interior, rug, plastic trim, door panels. Something else that actually wraps around you that can be quite disgusting as well are the seat belts. And as you can see here, down here, stains, grease, body oils, and the material is difficult, and it's made that way. It's made to keep your weight in the seat in case of a collision of some sort. So let me give you some tips and tricks on how to best clean this material. Let's get started. Well, that's nasty. So the interior's come a long way, but we do have these seat belts to clean here. And I mean, it could be anything from stains from cigarette smoke to body oils to grease. You're grabbing these things to wrap them around you, and they can get really, really nasty really quick. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the video, they're not the easiest material to clean. So let's start off with relaxing this material. This is a very stiff, tough material, knitted tightly together, and we need to relax this a little bit to get a deep clean within the material, if that makes sense. So let me show you how to do that. So the very first thing you want to do is grab a clamp, pull the seat belt all the way out as far as it can go, and clamp it tight so it doesn't retract. Then you have it hanging loose, and we can get to the next step with ease. I do happen to have everything that I need laid out on the table today. It's not a whole lot. It's not very expensive. Grab yourself some fabric softener. Doesn't matter what it is. And dilute it 1:1. Put it in a spray bottle. I have a little bit left from my last mix, so I'm going to grab that. And we're going to come over and spray the length of the belt. The whole length, as far as you can go, and flip it over and do both sides. What this is going to do, and let that soak a little bit, is it's going to ever so slightly relax that tightly knit, tightly curled fabric in the seats. Just going to relax it a little bit so you can get a deeper clean in the material. That's been soaking for a while, relaxes the fabric ever so slightly. Now the next thing I want to grab, and you don't need anything extravagant, this Grant's steamer is good enough for this job. And this will warm the fabric up and relax it even more and help to get, there's a cleaner in here, you could use rinseless washes in these and that's perfectly safe. And that will give you a deeper clean. So hit both sides all the way up. If you have a powerful steamer, you're already going to see some improvement in some of these areas. Okay, so nice and warm, relaxed even more. Now we're going to hit it with a fabric cleaner. So whatever you would use for carpeting or cloth seats, you're going to use for this material as well. Okay, now we need some sort of a cleaner. And I'm going to use a 3D carpet and upholstery wash. You could use Tide, cut 20:1. Very cheap. You could find it local. You don't have to order anything. Starting at the bottom, on both sides again. Pre-treat the fabric, flip it over. And I'm going to let that soak a little bit as well. At this point, it's almost to the point where it's dripping wet. It's really damp. And that's good because we want the cleaner and the moisture to get deep inside the material. Don't worry, we'll dry that off when it's done. I'll show you how to do that, but let's concentrate on getting it clean first. Now I have an old B or C tier microfiber. It's probably going to get thrown away after this. And I have a drill with a drill brush extension. And we're going to pull tight. And we're going to scrub using the brush. Let the tool do the work. We'll just go up to this first button right here. Both sides. Keep it nice and tight. It'll make it easier for you. Sure, you can use a brush and scrub it yourself by hand, but why not just get a tool and let the tool do the work? Now we're going to grab an old microfiber, wrap it around the belt, squeeze and pull at the same time, and you're going to draw the moisture up the material away from the seat while mopping it up at the same time. Back and forth, and it's pulling that muck out of there. I know you could see it already, but I'll bring you in. Huge improvement just in the first couple minutes. And you can rinse and repeat that process until you get the desired results. So much better already. Oh, that's nasty. And that gets wrapped around you. It's right up against you. I couldn't wait to get this done. So that's one way to do it. Now, if you would like a real quick way to do it, cut to the chase. Find a way to secure the belt outside the vehicle and button things up so you're not getting the inside interior wet. And I just have a bungee here that is stretching out the material. I'll hit it with the cleaner, both sides. Let it soak for a little bit. And I know you can see the difference that this is making. And all that gunk just runs down the side. You can rinse that off. Look at that, huge difference. Hardly any labor whatsoever. You're letting the pressure of the water do it. Now this, if you want to lay a big towel up over the top so it hangs there and have this on top of the towel so if it starts to flap, it doesn't get against the paint. But 9 times out of 10, if a belt is this bad, the rest of the vehicle is not going to be in perfect shape. So you can get this done without harming really anything else. Get this done first and then wash the vehicle afterwards. and then simply flip it over and do the other side of the material. Huge difference. And you just go back over these areas here where it's really being stubborn. Now, obviously, the belt is going to be soaked. So at this point, grab a microfiber, squeeze it, and just slowly pull out towards the furthest part of the belt. This will wring out a ton of the moisture. And just let it sit outside, nice breeze, sunshine, let it dry from there. When you have dried it or let it dry to your liking, look at that. The belt is silky, clean, fresh, smelling good with the fabric softener and the cleaner. It looks good, it smells good. I mean, this interior came a long way. It was really bad. It's getting there, and yeah, we'll just go from belt to belt to belt to belt all the way back through and do the exact same thing. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for this video. The shop manager is gonna check my work. What do you think? Better? Is it better? The material is strong, it's tough, it is wound together tightly. It needs to be relaxed a little bit before you start to work it. Hence the warm water from the steamer and the fabric softener, and then go to work from there. Whether you want to scrub it or use a power washer, completely up to you. Both will give you the end result in different periods of time. If you have any questions, down in the comment section. Brian from Apex Auction Recons. Catch you in the next video. Much better.